18-year-old Jasheem Daniels is fine-tuning some new moves at Bethlehem's Skate Plaza. He says typical high school sports just weren't right for him.
I used to play basketball, but like then I just kind of fell out of it.
He says skateboarding is his creative outlet.
Skating comes with like music and art too, because like graphics on your skateboard and like the music in the videos, it all goes hand in hand.
The Skate Plaza is a hub for teens in the area, and professional skateboarder Dave Smith is a frequent fixture here. He's been skating since he was 12. The now 34-year-old says it's important for teens to find a positive outlet. He also offers lessons for new skaters.
There's a lot of kids out there that don't like team sports. They don't like to have matching uniforms. They like to do their own thing. And skateboarding is where you can be creative as you want to be, and it's your own world. I've been teaching now for over 10 years. You get a satisfaction when you see them grow and them come up and get excited.
At a warehouse just a few miles away, Smith works on board designs for Punisher Skateboards, the brand that sponsors him. They feature his original cartoons, like the Tagger, a graffiti artist, an 80s girl, a blue-haired character with music blasting from her Sony Walkman.
I start off with just a sketchbook, sitting in my room, laying in my bed, and just sketch out a real basic idea. Then I'll transfer it to the computer, I'll work on Photoshop or AI.
He explained all of the parts that make up a finished skateboard.
Once you have your board, you want to buy the grip tape. You want to buy the hardware to attach your trucks. You want to buy your wheels and bearings, which go in the wheels so that they roll smoothly.
At a Citgo gas station on the corner of 8th and Broad in Bethlehem, Smith's boards are on display. Store manager Tracy Webby says she thought they'd be a hit with neighborhood kids.
We sold 5 in the first week and a half, and I have a couple pre-orders as well from the kids who are now saving their dollars to buy them. And then we give them a snack and a soda when they buy a board.
The boards are sold at a $10 discount at Citgo. They cost about $50 a pop. Webby says she gets a lot of student foot traffic at her store when school lets out for the day. She says skateboarding is a positive outlet for them.
They're outside. They're away from computers. They're away from their phones. They're interacting with their friends.
Back over at the Skate Plaza, Smith catches up with a young new skater, 5-year-old Bethlehem resident Lorenzo Evans. His parents gave him permission to try skating with Smith.
What's up, Lorenzo?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Have you ever skated before?
No.
No? You want to try?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Smith helps Lorenzo climb onto his board and holds both of his hands as they roll back and forth.
There you go. You want to keep your feet nice and wide like that. Bend your knees a little bit. Perfect. And then you want to look in the direction you're going. There you go. Lean forward. Perfect. You did so good, man. It was so good. It's awesome.
That was like super so cool. He's very good at skateboarding and I like him very much.
Skateboarding does come with its share of perils. Even Smith, a professional, takes a couple of spills skating around the plaza.
Uh-oh.
He recommends kids wear proper safety gear. He says skateboarding is the kind of activity where people fall many times.
If you're the type to not give up on something, skateboarding is a good way to keep you motivated.
But Smith says it's always worth it to get back up and try again.
Now that is pretty cool.
It's cool.
Megan Frank, WLVR News.